AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
We are now investigating these horrific acts as an act of terrorism.
The FBI's David Bowditch in San Bernardino, California, says Tashfeen Malik, the woman who helped her husband carry out the deadly attack there Wednesday, had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group and its leader on Facebook under an alias.
I know it was in a general timeline where that post was made, and yes, there was a pledge of allegiance.
Bowditch says the couple attempted to destroy their digital fingerprints. Cell phones were found in a trash can.
We do continue to exploit the data from those cell phones. We do hope that the digital fingerprints that were left by these two individuals will take us towards their motivation.
Saeed Farouk and his wife killed 14 people at the holiday party for his co-workers in San Bernardino. They were later shot and killed. Meantime, at the couple's apartment, members of the media got to look through the house. There were items inside, like photos. There was a computer screen, but no computer. A big spike today for stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up 368 points. It's due mostly to the November jobs report. The Labor Department says 211,000 jobs were added. Bankrate.com analyst Mark Hamrick says it means it's more likely the Federal Reserve will raise a key interest rate at its next meeting about 2 weeks from now.
This economy has been expanding at a rate that is seen as sustainable. And so as we look at 2016, the Federal Reserve believes that it can begin to normalize interest rates. And we believe that could happen very soon.
A jury in Tucson, Arizona today convicted Fernando and Sophia Richter of kidnapping and child abuse for imprisoning their three daughters and monitoring them through video feeds for months. All three testified at the trial. This is AP Radio News. One of the locations attacked in Paris last month has reopened. The AP's Lori Hinnett has the story.
One of the cafes that was attacked by a squad of Islamic extremist gunmen reopened today. 3 weeks after the November 13th attacks, five people died at La Bonne Bière, and the cafe has been closed since the attacks.
Meantime, Belgian and French authorities are hunting two new suspects in the Paris attacks, who they say used fake identity cards around Europe and sent money to a relative of the man who orchestrated the attacks. Authorities in New Jersey say some 10 and 11-year-olds who were upset about bullying put together an unrealistic and immature plot to bomb a high school with vegetable oil, salad dressing, and cinnamon. Prosecutors in New Jersey say the children filled an empty mint tin with the ingredients. None of them had a match or lighter. Prosecutors say the children weren't arrested and won't be charged. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.